Dance is the freest expression of a human, and trance music has only enhanced this spirit of dancing. No more chitter-chatter, small talk, nothing, just pure dancing. The transcendental part about trance music comes with the layering of sounds and melodies in various patterns, along with almost constant beats, designed simply to make one dance. Welcome to this hour on Boost Berlin 96.6. I am Claron Fidelis Mazzarello, your host all the way from Goa, India, co-produced at Dark Influence Studios by Freddy. And here is where you will get to know more than just what you hear. So let's take a little bit of a look at what is the music from Goa all about. Thank you. So really, trance music is about sounds, not even vocals. Although given this long way that this genre trance has traveled since about the mid-80s till today, experiments have been aplenty, thus bringing out various subgenres of trance music, including vocal trance. And the interesting bit for a trance music follower was the part that every year there would be invariably newer music, newer sounds that were never heard before, and loads of music of newer artists to look forward to. Trends changed and things have gone on a slightly more commercial note by now. However, the music still makes everyone dance. We'll be right back.
மாதிரி மோஜி பொம்பேசி பொள்ளார் கோரி ரோஜி இதுல தாண்டியா காரும் காதலி ராஜி எதிரூச்சா கொம்பியான் வாட்லா இலி கொம்பியேச்சி கொம்பரோட்டா கொக் 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 ரே கொக் 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 கொம்பு பாய் ராவன் கூடாச்சே கட்டா சோக் கொம்புண்டா கொக் 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 ரே கொக் 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 ஏன் ஐக்கன் கூடான் மோஜே கொம்பி கியாத்தா சோக்
Well, you wanted to hear Goa music, didn't you? So you can dance and go crazy. Well, call it one man's food is another man's poison, but this indeed was the music from one of the most popular Konkani singers and theatre persons that ever lived, called M. Boyer.
Meu, meu, puta meu, 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 munda madra coira só tem só gladeão. Madra munda, meu, meu, puta meu, 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 munda cara o son gona de sempre leão.
Singing about the cock in his neighborhood, wooing his hen, then Joseph's male goat coming for his female goat, and then his cat. This was from the 80s. So now let's take a small tour, or rather detour, to also know what comes from the real inhabitants of Goa. And then we continue about how Goa trance was born.
Maria, kitne sabhi tu Maria. Maria, khores ko jab bolne, boite ma ka bolne, Maria. Maria, koi lajno dre bolne, kali mogan bolne, Maria. O Surya, por solta ontro la tosa aso tu ja mu kamolar tu ja vide sansara dia kaina tu ja bogor mu ja ra bog zaina maria kitne sabhi tu maria
So yes, India has been divided into 36 states based on the languages spoken in that region. The official language from Goa, therefore, is Konkani, and these are Konkani songs. It is a language that can be written in the Roman script. In fact, this is the original script of this language, not the Devanagari Indian script, simply because Goa was a colony of the Portuguese for about 450 years. Goa got its freedom in 1961, much after India, that got its independence from the British in 1947. And today, Goa is the party capital of India, not to mention a favorite holiday destination for the whole world. And all of this started with the parties.
Oh, वीर संसार या कायना तुझा बगर मुझा रब जायना मारिया कितले सोबी तू मारिया मोजा मोगाचे मारिया मारिया.
This song Maria was by the late Mohammad Rafi, another extremely popular Indian singer from the 70s and 80s, and this gentleman called Will Mix is singing his own composition on the color black, with subtle tones at racism and the irony of how dark is required to see the light.
कावळ्याक मारूंक पारान बावा कसलें जायत तें कारण तुज्यान कांय एक करूंक जावचें ना मोला दीक काळो काळोक नाचताना पिक्चर टीवी पळोवंक जाव
This is the most popular and iconic singer for Goans, Lorna. The music composer for her is a man called Chris Perry, and a movie about these two and the music in their era was actually nominated for the Oscars about 2 years ago. It's called Nachoya Kumpasar, by the way.
माया मुकाचे रे ओंगोटीचे प्राय ओंडगार वारे लोक थुंयसोर
Many Konkani songs are small plays within themselves, sung by different characters, so to speak. This one, for instance, is another extremely popular husband-wife duo of Wilmix and Sharon, singing a witty and humorous song, sung by a husband who is a professor and his wife singing out the main punchlines. The song is called Absent-Minded Professor.
तू का खुई तोर पोईला मिसता
तू जा उगडा साक जाला किते सगोट लोगो तू का आस्ता
और या दुगडा स्मा का उरोना पुन तू बेंडरा चान बा आस्ता
अरे या बाल तुझी मोजा कोवा तिसरा तुझा स्गारा नास्ता
All of the above are original tunes and compositions. This one, for instance, is a lullaby sung by Sharon for all the kids to go to sleep. This one is a Goan love song. And these are all mainstream musicians, citizens of Goa in India. Generally sung live with accompanying folk dancers. Of course, by the time folk songs started getting recorded by artists, this was already past the millennium. Finally got its first ever dance mix, which was the regular 4x4 beats in 2011, also produced by the sons of husband-wife duo Vilmik Sharan. Then onwards were more attempts at remixes. Traditional music still remains mainstream predominantly. Back in the mid-80s, however, Goa was home to the most experimental music, which got here from citizens from all over the world. Not really the Goans. Of course, Goa also has its own share of musicians doing covers in their own way, as well as some original artists too. Just about the same time when parties were gathering momentum in Goa with newer sounds from the then new synthesizers. So, in the mid-80s, as warehouses in Detroit were transforming to techno, Chicago DJs were creating house out of the ashes of disco, so to speak, and New York's hip-hop scene was taking popular culture by storm. In Goa, the all-night parties were going strong. Now, this is mid-80s. Then the electro from the UK and crowd rock from Germany were making their impressions on dance floors as well as psychedelic rock music, which has strong roots in the hippie movement. This was the type of music which was being played at that time. When Detroit techno took over the UK electro scene by storm at the end of the 80s, the acid house craze became what we know as the rave scene.
I'm gonna go get some more.
hippies that were still visiting Goa every year brought these acid records to India, and it was then that Goa Trance was born. Of course, officially though, it is always known that Goa Trance was born from the 90s onwards. Yet, there were inspirations from the mid-80s and even before. Before this was live psychedelic rock music, which was played for every full moon, and this was an occasion. This was what everybody who was there would wait for, to go on the beach and watch the full moon set into the ocean, the Arabian Sea. Within a few years, artists were inspired by the intensity of parties in India and went back to their home countries and began producing what became known as Goa Trance. Starting around 1992, mostly in the UK and Israel, labels began to pop up all over the place that were releasing the Goa sound. Played at the Jurassic Shift Festival in Reading in 1993 by the Osric Tentacles. Fast forward to 1995 and an Israeli group called Astral Projection releases their third album, Trust in Trance, and it is hugely successful. In particular, it was played at clubs around Europe and was perhaps remains what remains the largest crossover hit for psychedelic trance to this day, is what some people have the view. The upshot was an explosion in the Goa trance scene, and it was slowly pouring into the entire world, bit by bit. And what happened then was Vuv in Germany, Boom in Portugal, Samothraki in Greece, then Kopanyan in Thailand. Now this is interesting, Thailand too were having parties on the beach, and these were also electro parties somewhere around the late 80s. There were DJs from Goa and artists from Goa who would also go down to Thailand to play music, and that's how the music got changed from one place to another, and trance started being played in Thailand as well. The only difference was Thailand actually patented trance music, not really trance music, but patented full moon parties as part of their tourism plan. It all started probably in Goa. We'll be right back. It could have started anywhere because the full moon happens all over, so everybody could have had a full moon party of their own. Of new Goa trance artists and labels across the globe. But here's what happened. Several artists initially started producing Goa trance music and then went on to produce Psy trance instead. Now this was part of an evolution on its own. Many new Goa fans emerged and since the genre has been going through a new cycle of life. So now, Psy trance is the broad genre, or rather trance is the broad genre, so to speak, and Goa trance, which actually began in the mid 80s and was the starting point from where it all evolved, is now a subgenre of trance. And then there's Chinese trance, which was of course derived from house, techno, Psy and Goa trance in 2000.
Finnish trance.
And the music has its roots in the popularity of Goa in the late 60s and early 70s as a hippie capital, although musical developments were incorporating elements of industrial music and EBM, with the spiritual culture in India through the 1980s, the actual Goa trance style did not officially appear, like we heard earlier, until the 1990s. As the hippie tourist influx tapered off in the 70s and 80s, in the 90s, Goa took itself more seriously as a tourist destination, and the tourism department was born, given the popularity it had gained worldwide, giving the world this new style of music. So all in all, this was a product of the international community, of the people from all over the globe coming together for collectively creating Goa music, so to speak, almost like it was a collective state of mind. The music that would eventually be known as Goa trance did not evolve from one single genre, but was inspired mainly by many, many types of different music. Tribal ethnic music also became a source of inspiration, apart from the spiritual aspects from India. Eventually, chants and mantras also got inculcated in certain samples during a track, in a creative twist to things with the Indian influence in Goa. Today, Goa trance has a significant following in Israel. Former soldiers returning from recreational post-army trips to Goa in the early 1990s brought this music to their own country and were having a great time with Goa trance, or now more accurately, Psy trance. It did not remain limited just there, but spread to Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Japan, New Zealand, Greece, Republic of Macedonia, South Africa, Europe, and eventually everyone started identifying with the surge of dance movements, let's say as a Goa party. Well, don't forget to continue to discover the roots, to follow the truth about how the world finally got to call a Goa party. To know more, there will be a screening of a documentary that was shot when Goa was called the Mecca of trance music all over the world in the 90s. The documentary is made by a German filmmaker called Marcus Robin, who has worked with hugely successful filmmakers like Wim Wenders and others. At this weekend starter brought to you by Free Spirit Productions, join in with your comments on our forum on Facebook called Goa and Trance Dance Culture. Feel free.
Padma Sambhava Padma Sambhava Padma Sambhava Padma Sambhava Om Dalai Lama Om Dalai Lama Om Dalai Lama Lama Tashidele Lama Tashidele Lama Tashidele Lama Tashidele Om Mani Padme Om Mani Padme Om Mani Padme Om Padma Sambhava Padma Sambhava Padma Sambhava Padma Sambhava Om Dalai Lama Om Dalai Lama Om Dalai Lama Lama Tashidele Lama Tashidele Lama Tashidele Lama Tashidele Om Mani Padme Om Mani Padme Om Mani Padme Om Padma Sambhava Padma Sambhava Padma Sambhava Padma Sambhava Om Dalai Lama Om Dalai Lama Om Dalai Lama Lama Tashidele Lama Tashidele Lama Tashidele Lama Tashidele Om Mani Padme Om Mani Padme Om Mani Padme Om Mani Padme Om
feel free.